The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us on The Breakfast Huddle. And on The Bigger Picture today, we are looking at where investors should be parking their money right now with so much uncertainty in the background. And you also have more central banks jumping on the easing bandwagon. So the latest, of course, the Monetary Authority of Singapore yesterday easing its policy for the first time in 3 years. So in many countries, we are seeing interest rates at record lows, such as in Australia, New Zealand and parts of Europe. So many of these are now turning or translating to negative cash and bond yields. Where should investors be heading to get positive returns in this climate? Let's get the bigger picture from Ho Wei Fook. He is the Chief Investment Officer at DBS Bank. Morning, Wei Fook. How are you doing?
Very good. Good morning to you, Ryan.
Hey, Wei Fook, long time no chat. So one of the things I guess people are wondering right now, you know, with so many things out there, you've got the US-China trade deal going back and forth, you've got uncertainty in the markets. It is a tougher time for investors these days. Walk us through this barbell strategy you have right now. So it involves pretty much being overweight in two areas.
Yeah, that's right. So barring a full-blown trade war, which will, of course, result in a global recession, we think risk assets such as stocks and corporate bonds will be supported. Now, the reason why we think that they will be supported is because the whole world has resumed policy easing. Mm. For example, you know, the Reserve Bank of India has cut 5 times interest rates. The Central Bank of China has cut 3 times. The Fed, of course, you know, early this year made a U-turn and now has cut 2x. And the European Central Bank, you know, we all thought that zero interest rate is the line on the sand, but they continued to cut, you know, from -0.4 to -0.5. The MAS, of course, yesterday pointed to a similar trend of easing policy. So when, you know, in an environment like that, interest rates will stay lower for longer and therefore risk assets will be supported.
So you're looking at income-generating assets, I guess, with REITs really running on a tear in the past year. What else can investors look at?
Yeah, so you mentioned about that barbell strategy, and really it's a strategy that I would capitalize on very low and zero interest rates on one end. So you want to buy into income-generating assets. Now, because rates and bond yields have come down so much, what we are seeing here is that dividend-yielding stocks will be the alternative to bonds going forward. Now, we continue to believe Singapore REITs is a valid proposition, mm-hmm. Even though they have done exceptionally well this year. So the way to harness yields on Singapore REITs is to really build a portfolio of REITs spread across many different sectors such as commercial, retail, industrial, hospitality. I think on average, a diversified portfolio of REITs would be able to yield you between 4 to 5% today.
Okay, so you're looking at a barbell. So one side is overweight on income-generating assets like what you mentioned, and the other side on growth assets. What does this comprise?
Yeah, so if you want to participate in the world that is really changing, you want to capture companies that are beneficiaries of what we call secular trends. And one of the secular themes, secular meaning, you know, long-term upward trend that is irreversible. So one of these themes would be the world transitioning into a digital economy. And you should have some exposure into these kind of companies through a unit trust, for example. And it would be a technology with some focus on e-commerce, some focus on cloud computing companies.
Okay, Wei Fook, I'm looking at your recent report, and you're overweight on the US and as well as Asia, underweight Europe and Japan, but you actually have your eye on oil majors and banks in Europe. Walk us through why there seems to be this opportunity there for these picks.
Yeah, dividend yielding stocks, important asset in the barbell strategy. And if you look at the markets around the world, I think Asia and Europe do give you opportunities to harness dividend yields. So in Europe, we like European oil majors. Currently, they are paying you 6% yield. And I think it's a sustainable yield on the basis that they have been generating very strong free cash flows. You will recall 5 years ago, oil price plummeted from $130 to $20-$30. That has resulted in these integrated oil companies to curtail their capex spending for the subsequent 5 years. And as a result, they have been able to generate very, very strong free cash flows and raise dividend per share, irrespective of the volatility in the oil price in the last 5 years. These oil majors are actually involved in both upstream and downstream. So, in a way, hedged against oil price volatility. So buy into them because they are part of that income-generating part of the barbell strategy. That would also include China banks. China large banks pay you a dividend of between 5 to 6%, and we like these kind of plays on the income-generating part of it. On the growth, secular growth part of it, technology is very much found in U.S. markets. We like U.S. 30% of the U.S. market is technology innovation.
All right, we're chatting with Ho Wei Fook. He's the Chief Investment Officer at DBS Bank. Wei Fook, turn our attention to gold. That's something you also think is something important to have in an investor's portfolio. And gold has been doing well this year. It's up 22% in the past 12 months. Where do you see it heading?
Yeah, gold is an asset class that one should have in his portfolio of bonds and equities, because gold really is uncorrelated in the longer term vis-a-vis traditional asset classes. Now, on top of that, due to the fact that the cost of holding gold now has become so cheap, in the past, if you were to buy gold, you would have an opportunity cost because that amount of money you put in gold could have made you 3 to 4% on deposits. Today, deposit rates are at zero. So I think that itself is a tailwind and a supportive factor for gold price to stay firm, if not go higher.
Okay, just to wrap things up, Wei Fook, we are heading into the earnings season. Tonight, we'll get the U.S. banks reporting. And then soon enough, DBS Bank also going to be reporting its earnings on 11th of November. What are we expecting with this current climate right now with the U.S.-China trade war, lower interest rates? What is the picture versus the last quarter?
Yeah, I think the market has discounted subpar earnings growth projections. So we do not think the expectations are for upside is discounted. The markets should be able to withstand some of these subpar earnings results that will come across.
Okay, we've been chatting with Ho Wei Fook. He is the Chief Investment Officer at DBS Bank. Wei Fook, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.